Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Magic are back as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the NBA is back. Yeah.
Another one.
You did know that?
Yeah. Well, I heard Drew talk about it today.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean they're back? You like they're good now?
No. Well, no, they played a game and won. They beat the Heat last night.
Yeah. But they're still.
I didn't know they were back.
The Magic are still middle of the road, if not.
Oh, they're probably bottom tier.
Yeah,
probably.
It's sad.
I don't really know.
I remember the heyday back when they had, you know, Shaquille O'Neal and Horace Grant and
Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, and Anderson and all that. They had a great, great team, you know, Anthony.
That's a name?
Anthony.
Yeah. I have a theory on his name,
too. How do we spell this?
I have a theory on his name. A-N-F-E-R-N-E-E.
It's spelled like it sounds.
Oh,
what's your theory?
It's phonetically correct.
Anthony Simons? Simmons?
No, Hardaway. My theory is, and don't get bent out of shape, whoever's listening.
Because I think we have the same theory on that.
And I've done this on stage. Okay. I've done this on stage with an all-black crowd.
Go ahead.
And it killed.
Say no more.
It killed. At the Improv, opening for Benji Brown, I was the only white guy in the room, including the bar staff that night. And I did this theory on stage.
Uh-huh.
I believe his mom wanted to name him Anthony. But I believe under the stress of just having a baby and the excitement of just having a baby, when they came in and they were getting ready to fill out the birth certificate and they were like, congratulations, ma'am. He's a healthy young boy. What are you going to name him? She's like, just name him Anthony. Just name him Anthony. And they're like, I'm sorry? Anthony, that's his daddy name. I'm going to name him Anthony. You name him Anthony. And they're like, okay, so you're going with Anthony. That's what I said. I said Anthony. Somebody give me some drugs. I'm hurting there.
Did they make her spell it or no?
Nope. They just wrote it down.
Okay,
that's why it's spelled out perfect. Like, it's Anthony. So then when she got the paperwork, she's like, would they spell my baby's name like this? And then the dad and her looked at it and went, I kind of like it. All right, let's just go with it. So then they just went with it. It's like the first time somebody on news said sexual harassment. And they were like, oh, man, what did I just do? I just read it, harassment. We've been saying harassment forever. And then they had to get on the phone with, like, all the other news outlets. They're like, Dan just said harassment. You heard him, right? All right, can we just all do that now? Like, so he doesn't look like an asshole. Can we just all do that? And they're like, fine, CNN, you idiot. Yeah, it's harassment, guys. Yeah. My baby never happened.
I think they made her spell it. And she said, A. F. F. Where'd the F come from? No, forget it. Nope, this started, lady's.
Hey,
F it is.
Oh, man, it's been fun working here, guys.
Yep.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.